Next up, Lauren Taylor, University of Illinois Alumni Association. Lauren, welcome back.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, everyone. And on behalf of the association, we'd like to add our own welcome to our new colleague and let him know how much we're looking forward to working with him as well. So I plan to touch quickly on several items today. New alumni leadership on the association's board of directors, the Illinois Connection Legislative Advocacy Network, highlighting strategic plan progress through a new web presence and an assessment report card, working with Governor Rauner's office to recommend candidates for this board, and an update on a University of Illinois Welcome Center at the Urbana campus. First, I'd like to introduce our new alumni leadership who took office at the June Board of Directors meeting held in DuPage County. We welcomed Board Chairman Bill Stratton, who is a partner in the Chicago-based executive search firm of White, Roberts & Stratton, and we selected a new vice chairman in Steve Van Arsdale of Naperville, the retired chairman and CEO of one of the big four accounting firms, Deloitte & Touche. With these selections, we feel like the organization is in very good hands for the next several years. One of the things the association does year-round is mobilize alumni to promote a positive future for the U of I. This year, we sponsored two U of I days at the Capitol for advocates to meet with legislators and their staffs to talk about the impact of projected budget cuts on the university. On April 15th, 200 students from the three campuses lobbied for the university at the Capitol. They were briefed on the issues by staff from the Alumni Association, the President's Office, Governmental Relations, and the Office of the Vice President for Research. The following month, we teamed up with this board and 140 alumni to lobby again in Springfield. And as part of our advance briefing, we were joined by the chairman of the House Higher Education Appropriations Committee, Representative Ken Duncan, whose daughter also happens to be a student on the Urbana campus. The day before that May visit, we also held a networking reception for 150 legislators and alumni who work in public policy. I hope you will save the date, September 26th, for the next Illinois Connection annual meeting at the President's House in Urbana, where we'll highlight the university's legislative agenda and Illinois Connection's advocacy plan for the coming year. As you can see, there's been a steady increase in the number of Illinois Connection advocates we've recruited at the grassroots level since 2007, when there were fewer than 500. Today we have more than 15,000, but our goal is to increase that number to at least 100,000 in the next 3 years. So we'd very much appreciate your help in marketing and promoting this program. In the past, we've made a difference with various calls to action, including on state budget appropriations, Pell and MAP grant funding, federal research support, and the UI Labs initiative, which have resulted in thousands of emails, letters, and calls going to legislators' offices at both the state and federal level. This year, with the state budget so uncertain, we've had a record 33,000 emails sent to members of the General Assembly, making the case that the U of I is part of the solution to the state's challenges. For many months now, we've been working on a strategic plan with two consulting firms, and we've gathered information from stakeholders both inside and outside of the university. This plan was unanimously approved by the association's board of directors in January and reaffirmed in June. As part of that plan, we're just about to launch new campus-specific websites that reflect our strategic themes to connect, inspire, and celebrate alumni. You can look for these to be unveiled in early August. And then to ensure that we're holding ourselves accountable, I know, you can't see it, we're implementing a performance management plan that will measure everything that we do. And even though you can't read it here, this is a report card that will go on our website, be under continuous review, and be available to show the progress that we're making on each of our strategic themes. We're also pleased that we continue to be part of the trustee recommendation process, and it's especially gratifying that we were asked to do so this year by a new governor and his staff. The association's board of directors continues to believe that this is a critical service that we can provide uniquely to the state and to the university. And finally, as one of the major ways to celebrate our history and traditions, planning for the first phase to establish a University of Illinois Welcome Center in the Alice Campbell Alumni Center on the Urbana campus is underway. We're working in collaboration with the Sesquicentennial Committee, the Archives, the Spurlock Museum, and our advancement partners to create a setting that will introduce the innovations and achievements of the university and its alumni to prospective students, returning graduates, and other visitors. And our goal is to complete the first phase of this project in time for the university's sesquicentennial in 2017. So I thank you for your attention, and the association thanks this board for its continuing support, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Lauren. Any questions for Lauren? I would go back and reflect on your earlier slide about the Illinois Connection and the Advocacy Network and the great progress you've made since my memory of the early stages of that, and that objective of 100,000 additional advocates. I would encourage everyone in the room, regardless of your affiliation, don't hesitate to be a part of that Illinois Connection and participate in the advocacy communication, which is I've heard feedback from legislators who very much appreciate understanding our perspective. And Lauren, I appreciate your leadership in that area.
Thank you. And let me say, we hope it's very difficult to reach that 100,000 mark, because we found it very easy to recruit new advocates when the state is reducing its funding for the university. So we want that to be a difficult goal to achieve, but we've also found that students have a particular interest in advocacy, so we think there's great opportunity for growth there.
Very good. All right, thank you very much, sir.